Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number two, we just had a very important interview, newsmaking, no doubt, with Congressman Ron Paul, former congressman. He said he would vote down the amnesty bill. And I'm not trying to drive a wedge between him and Senator Paul, but now Senator Paul is supporting it right now. And you just can't do it when the illegals all get even more welfare than American citizens. I mean, it's designed to bankrupt the country, which is what the mega banks want, and drive down wages. And it won't help the third world. Believe me, I wish that the countries south of us were oases of freedom. Because if people could be black, they could be white, they could be brown. If they were into freedom, that's where I want to be. There was a country of green people, and they were into freedom and being honorable, I'd be living there. They could be green and have purple eyes or something. If they were, you know, I mean, I am sick of it. Of everything being about what you look like, it's how you act and how you behave. And let me tell you, there's nothing but tyranny and hell south of us, ladies and gentlemen. And this country's collapsing, and the bankers want that. They want us to collapse just like Detroit. And let me tell you, we're on that road. You like your wages going down? Well, just like Ross Perot said, NAFTA and GATT, he said, will create a giant sucking sound. They're paid $37 an hour in factories in Canada. When they equalize with us, we're on average paid about $20. It dropped down to $25 up there. In Mexico, they're paid less than a dollar an hour. You will see. Immediately, our wages go from $25 an hour to $15 and then down. And that will destroy the base of the economy and upward mobility. Now, Larry, then we expand out and deal with China where they have slave labor. Larry, it's on Larry King Live, debating Al Gore, and Gore wouldn't shut up. He's like, let me speak. Let me explain economics here. You see, because when you pay higher wages, when you're an upward economy, it doesn't matter because then everybody's got more money and you spend more. If you've got a real free economy, you want high wages because that's actually what makes it get more and more complex like an ecosystem. This is economics, real economics. But if you're robber baron eugenicist who want to hoard everything to yourself as a tool of control, then you want low wages. I mean, man, we're competing with Mexico, India, China, and 160-plus other third-world countries. Do you think the CPS takes people's kids in Mexico when they chain them up in some areas in Mexico City while they go into work all day? Or where they do that with millions of kids a day in China on record? No, no. The kids eating one time a day if they're lucky. They're growing up chained to a pole. Their parents are in there working. The robots are being built to replace them right now. There's a new trailer out for Elysium I'm going to play later in the hour. You don't have to sit here and think about the future. You know, 150 years from now when robots replace humans and robots are the police. How about 10 years in most of the big factories? And in 20 years, we'll be at Elysium level. Okay? People go see the trailer for that. People have seen sneak peeks. They're like, how did you know? How did you know what was in that movie? And this movie is like what you talk about. Because all the fiction is going the way of how it really is, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, but they're not going to be on space stations like Moonraker. They're going to be in compact rural and urban command centers with three levels of national security to get in, with universities, corporations, and government. And you're going to have globally, in their different actuaries, maybe 10 million people behind the high-tech wire. And they're going to be living much longer. They're going to have all the treatments. They say this. This isn't me. And you're not going to get it. And I'm not going to get it. We're going to get euthanized under government health care. Don't you people understand this? Don't you understand? It's all been written by them. Got a bookshelf full of their writings over there. I've done reports. I've shown you where they say it. They're building a hellish world, a selfish world for themselves. This isn't a game, and I'm here, and you're out there to warn people. We're not going to let them take control of human destiny with this nightmare upload they've come up with. We're going to hack into their system, and we're going to sabotage their takeover plan, and we're going to build a better world together. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Wednesday, the 19th day June 2013. We just had Ron Paul, former congressman, on, and that interview was just news-making across the board. He said he believes the dollar will collapse and gold will, quote, go to infinity. That's a quote, last hour with us. And he said he disagrees with the current immigration bill and that it's a big ripoff, giving the illegal aliens all the free welfare and anchor baby status, so he would not vote for it. And obviously, then, the question is Rand going to, who's been making noises like he will? I mean, Rand, your daddy. And I know you're your own man, but come on. I mean, your daddy's not just anybody. I think it's time to not vote for this thing. And I know Obama's already done it by fiat. He's a criminal. But they're talking about 46 million illegals in the next decade under this. I mean, whoa. Whoa. And again, the government's there to make them the new voting bloc to take my guns. And if they can take your guns, they're going to take everything else. I mean, MSNBC is creepily on there saying that your kids belong to the state. And again, if I could go to Mexico or if I could go to Brazil or if I could go to Poland and show up and have my kid free and be given welfare, it might be a little different. But it's so unfair. No one else does this. No one. But maybe some Northern European countries. like Sweden and Denmark, and they've used that to bring in foreigners to then be a voting bloc to leverage out the indigenous population. So it's a political move. I mean, we got to get our riders. I should have all three of the riders that are right through that wall right there. I've got like eight riders working for us now. There's three of them right through that wall. No, there's four of them. Four great riders. Maybe they should all go back and listen to that Ron Paul interview and go with different angles, because so much what we do at InfoWars.com, so much of what I do on the radio, it's my fault, we never even report on. Incredible stuff happens here on the air. And we don't even talk about it. I mean, I some stuff's sensational, and I don't go with it because it's not newsworthy. I mean, if it's important for liberty and sensational, then we go with it. Because liberty is sensational. The globalists use sensational propaganda to dumb us down, and they get us in a normalcy bias, a comfort zone, a bubble of just accepting, and I'm here to shake you out of it, and I'm just report on how crazy stuff is. You know, Washington Times and several other publications come out and go, Congress is looking at having hearings on cable boxes with microphones and cameras that are watching and listening to you. Is it good they're watching and listening to you? And people are like, Alex, we've heard you talk about this for over a decade. What's the big deal? It's finally in the news. You know, now is the time to talk about this. And now is the time to talk about people who have been accurate, who've told the truth. I mean, look, 2 years ago, and then again last year, I looked it up on Google News. There was over, in a one-day period, now 2 years ago, 1,000 articles, because it was an AP article and a bunch of others, so they got put in newspapers everywhere. Over 1,000 articles in one day. That's a major push in newspapers. Saying, I'm a liar, Kurt Nimmo, the writer that did the story, is a liar, and that Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com was a liar. That there are no domestic drones, and that we were liars. And they used a big article Kurt wrote that Drudge linked to that showed, you know, Wired Magazine drones over North Dakota used to arrest cattle rustlers, and, you know, police using drones here, and Texas weaponizing police drones. And it was all these links, and they went and found farmers complaining about the EPA harassing them if they built barns and things with Cessnas with EPA people and also Department of Agriculture people in them. We were pointing out, hey, they're already using man stuff to harass farmers. They took that and spun it like we were lying and had over 1,000 newspapers in one day run an AP article. And it was on TV, and it was in a bunch of other stuff, because Media Matters wrote the first thing. And people go, well, who cares about Media Matters? Nobody reads it. Oh, the media reads it. It's the White House on record. They're listening right now. White House, former transition chief, George Soros money. They're listening, and they said, come out and say Alex Jones is a liar. They said that we were lying, and that Matt Drudge shouldn't carry our stories because they're so scared. It discredits you. Don't. He says the NSA's spying. Don't link to that. He says the streetlights have cameras and microphones in them. Don't listen to him. We're linking to the company that got the Homeland Security contract. Oh, don't, whatever you, don't get radicalized. There's no 2 billion bullets. There's no armored vehicles. Because I'm not radical, folks. I'm radically angry. Because I know, I do the research. I know I'm right. I know what's being built. And so they're mad because I'm able to shock people out of their malaise, out of their comfort zone, because I'm shocked by it. And I'm just an American. I'm just a free human. I thought I was just run-of-the-mill. But I've seen it when somebody's choking. A whole restaurant stands there like parrots saying, call 911, till I have to physically shove people out of the way to save the woman. And I'm not a hero. I guarantee you, my dad one time when he was a kid saw one of his friends save somebody choking. You know, and everybody was fighting to help the man. You know, I had CPR on swim team. I know how to do the Heimlich maneuver. Nowadays, people get run over all the time in the street. Nobody helps them. A woman gets raped in Toronto in front of hundreds looking out windows watching it in a telecommunications building, and nobody helped them. This happens all the time now because it's zombies. They're like disconnected, and the media wants to sit there and tell them, don't listen to him. There's nothing to be upset about. Just stay calm. Just go quietly. Just get in the car with Ted Bundy. Get in the yellow Volkswagen. No, do not get in the car with the serial-killing government. And that's what I'm trying to get at here, is that now the FBI director comes out, testifies to Congress, and says, that, yes, we're using drones to spy on you. Well, of course they are. That's what's so insulting about what Media Matters did, because they did it 2 years ago and again last year. And now their lies are even worse. They say that I said Obama sent the tornado to Oklahoma. I never said any such thing. And you know that. You listen. The lady said, could it be a weather weapon? And I said, well, they can manipulate weather. There are geoengineering going on that may be causing it, even not on purpose, but it's doing it. But I said, it's probably a real tornado. Tornadoes are way down, 60-year low. Here's USA Today. It's probably a real tornado, but they can create bad weather. I showed Fox, AP, Reuters. They take that, lie about me. Now they're saying, and it really clicked that I should be more concerned because I am fearless. And I should be more concerned when they have Bloomberg come out in a fake investigative report they spent a month on trying to dig up dirt. They couldn't dig any up. So they just say, I don't build bombs. I build bombers. You know, they quote the Southern Poverty Law Center, also White House run on record. Because you have these groups so they can deny it and not be connected, but they're on record funding it and running it. I mean, I should be creeped out. So I'm going to ask you for your support and your prayers. I was on ManCow today, and I'm friends with ManCow, and he said on air, and then during the break, he said, no, I'm not going to get into it. But he's been told not to have me on his radio show anymore. And he freaked out on air and said, I'm going to keep having Alex on. Because he really is a manic maniac. I mean, he's a really smart, good guy, but he's even more of a maniac than I am. And he just doesn't care. And he's got a big hit show coming out. It's going to be a hit called God, Guns, and Automobiles with his brother that owns a big car dealership in Missouri. And I know about some of the inside stuff. It's mainly just a show about having fun. And the White House, once it's shut down, it has all these White House fronts, Media Matters and others, saying it's a conspiracy show and a racist show, all this other baloney, basically. And the atheists want it shut down because the word God in it. History Channel's not dumb. They want 13 million viewers a show instead of a million viewers, like their Bible series got. So that's the type of stuff that's going on where they do not want popular culture out there. They got three gun shows that were top shows, number one, two, and three, on Discovery canceled. By the way, I've been in meetings with Discovery, History, A&E, all of them 5-6 years ago, and I told them, I said, you know what will be the number one shows? And I said, I don't have time to do it. You can't pay me enough money to do it because I've got an operation I've got to run. I've got to make a lot of money to be able to run my own media operation. And they're like, well, come do one season, and if it makes a lot of money, you know, you can make, you know, millions after that. I go, I need those millions now to pay for everything. I don't keep millions. I have to spend millions. And they all agreed with me. They said, no, we know guns. We know libertarian stuff. We know Americana. John Wayne is what gets us 10 times, was a quote, the ratings. But we're not allowed to. And I watched them fire the head of True TV over this when it was gone from court to True TV. She'd been the head of the BBC division, came over here, and she understood that. I'm probably saying too much. That's why I don't go to L.A. anymore. I don't go to their meetings. I'm not part of it. I've got my own thing. I'm doing it here, and they're not censoring anything until they kill me. And they are angry, ladies and gentlemen, because they know that liberty is popular, and they are upset. And they can't stand it. And you've got a good old boy club up there that is committing all these crimes, like NSA spying without warrants, and you have the NSA director, General Alexander, in front of the House Intelligence Committee yesterday. The Atlantic Wire is reporting on this. And he says, tell your boss, NSA Director Keith Alexander told FBI Director, I owe him another friggin' beer. And that's because if the FBI did their job, they'd be arresting all these people. But the FBI already has all this data. They just want to be able to use it in court, but all jurisprudence says it's illegal. So let's play that clip, and we're going to come back and play the Ron Paul clip of him talking about the NSA in 1984, and then we're going to get to these Miss USA pageant worshiping, saying, please spy on me, keep me safe. Let's go to that clip.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well done. Tell the boss.
Good to see you.
Tell the boss I owe him another freaking beer.
There we go. Yeah. I'll stop giving you me. All right.
Give it to you.
All right.
So there they are with a hot mic talking about how, let me buy your boss another beer. It's all funny. By the way, none of it's for terrorism or to make sure terrorists can't attack when they work for them. It's all to spy on you, to give the select corporations unfair trade advantage, all taxpayer paid for. That's why America is losing its middle class faster than any other country, because they want to bankrupt you and your family. The NSA wants to ruin your life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Yeah, that's the Foo Fighters bringing us in. They're patriots. Just now breaking at InfoWars.com. I'm going to cover this after our next guest leaves us here in the next segment. Russian cyberspace head calls for internet kill switch run by the UN. And that's what cybersecurity is here in the West, is a kill switch. So they can carry out the kill switch or redirect you only to government websites or take over your phone, your smart TV, everything. And reprogram their messages where your phone will now turn on and it'll be President Obama in text messages and then videos. I mean, that's like in Superman, Man of Steel, when Zod shows up and takes over the world's communications. We need to do a reenactment of that, but instead it's like, shh, I am your leader, Obama. The weathermen are here to help. Please, you know, relocate to the local FEMA camp. Your children belong to us. I can actually show clips where they do it. The TSA is here to stick their hands down your pants to discover huevos, rancheros. I mean, it is just over the top.
But then this USA says, I think it's actually a good idea that the NSA watch me to make sure I'm safe.
Because they care about your pumpkin? Is that why Zbigniew Brzezinski brags he helped put the Khmer Rouge in that killed 30% of the country for no reason? But that they were educated? You think the government wants to help you, sweetie pie? So stupid.
Let's go ahead and go to Ron Paul warning in 1984. He misspeaks, it says 94, on the House floor about Big Brother. Here it is.
It's now common knowledge that federal government computers are routinely used to compare lists of 18-year-olds who get driver's licenses with those who have registered for the draft. Computer surveillance seems appropriate for 1984 and, unfortunately, the wave of the future. This is in spite of the fact that Social Security's and Health and Human Services computers are already being used to keep tabs on our 18 and 19-year-olds. A recent story revealed an imaginary person received a threat from the Defense Department if he did not immediately register for the draft. Two brothers, 7 years ago, signed a fictitious name on an ice cream parlor's list in order to get a free sundae. This list, unbelievably, found its way into the government's files and is now being used for monitoring our teenagers. Millions of tax dollars are spent on this type of computer surveillance, a disgusting procedure for a professed free society. The irony is that it's done by an administration that brags about its limited government philosophy. And the little condemnation we hear comes from those who would involve government in every jot and tittle of our economic lives. Why is it that it's so difficult to defend freedom consistently across the board?
All right, that is from 1984. How many years ago is that? Almost 30 years? Wow. Okay, now let's go to 2 days ago, and we did an article on this yesterday. This is Miss Alabama, and they were all giving answers like this. We got a bunch of them on the website. Miss Alabama on NSA PRISM scandal. And this is what they're told to answer to win. I love the UN. Turn your guns in. Spy on me. Make me feel safe. Here's the clip.
Number two, Wendy Malik, your question, please, for Alabama.
Government tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe?
Our country.
Why or why not?
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall, that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. You feel, oh, yay, you feel safe, but you're not, idiot. You know what her game plan is. Okay, let's go ahead and go to another one, though. This is from 2007, Miss Teen USA. But if you're well-spoken, you're disqualified. But if you're like, such as us all over, helping, here it is.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Fluoride.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Like Obama.
Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
Very unattractive. I'm serious. I'm not attracted to her. I mean, I'm not attracted like a rock. I mean, it is the stupidity, the mindless TV head. Such as South Africa helping the NSA, not a spy on me. They're all like that, just dumber than a box of maggots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
One of America's top comics who has amazing political sense of humor. He's going to be joining us, Tom Mabe of TomMabe.com. Many of you obviously know who he is. A bunch of my crew are just incredible fans. They love all of his pranking the telemarketers. We've got to get him on about that sometime. But we've got him with us. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, I am in this film, and I am distributing it as well. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It is State of Mind, the Psychology of Control. State of Mind, the Psychology of Control, the History of Mind Control, the Present and the Future, all on record with psychiatrists, psychologists, special psyops experts like Colonel Schaefer, I'm in there, G. Edward Griffin, the list goes on and on. I saw the film and I said, wow, I want to distribute this because it was so good. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com and the first 5,000 orders, which are going very, very quickly, get The American Dream, a animated documentary film about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that is good for the general public. It's like South Park meets Ron Paul, meets a time warp. I mean, it's really well done on DVD. We have State of Mind on DVD and Blu-ray. You can make your choice and get the film absolutely free, The American Dream. And it's great to wake up your friends and family, both The American Dream free with your purchase of State of Mind. And when you purchase the film, it supports the broadcast. I don't get government funding like NPR or MSNBC. I don't get big globalist funding. We have our sponsors, which only cover about half of what we do. Then we have the subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have the products that we sell, like the Pro Pure Water Filtration, the InfoWarsStore.com Seed Center, the best non-GMO, open-pollinated heirloom seeds, widest selection, lowest price. Go check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever I'm into, whatever I think's high quality, whatever I've researched, that's what we promote and sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And shopping with the good guys, voting with your money, is what allows me to hire more writers, more researchers, and build our own media system to go head up against the globalists. And they are attacking me in national media and lying. I mean, when you see them say something outlandish on TV and don't show proof, know they're lying. I mean, Alex helped bomb Boston. He's behind it. Bloomberg. No proof. Just insane. I'm pretty creeped out right now. Now, Alex says Obama sent the tornado. I never said that. Caller said, do they have weather weapons? And I said, yeah, here's AP. But I don't think this is weather weapons. That turns into, I say Obama did it. They are attacking me every day, folks. And I bring that up because we told you drones were operating domestically. FBI director admits it. We told you the NSA was spying on everybody. And it's really about economic fraud, manipulating the stock market. Now that's all come out, just as I told you. I told you to put up street lights to listen to you 2 years ago. Wired magazine reported on it yesterday. I mean, it's beyond 1984, and I'm right. And for whatever reason, with my bombast, I get through people's malaise. And that's why they're coming after us. So we need your support now, your prayers more than ever. Now, I tell you, I saw this video a few days ago, and we posted it on InfoWars.com, and it blew me away. The video's up on InfoWars, but it's also at TomMabe.com. That's M-A-B-E, TomMabe.com. Everyone from Paul Harvey, good day, to the New York Times has proclaimed comedian Tom Mabe a comic superhero. From tackling pesky telemarketers, junk email, bad customer service, and other topics that irk us all. Yeah, a lot of people copy him now. By making audiences across America laugh over 15 years about the annoyances of modern life, Tom proves that it pays to think creatively. Yeah, and I love his perspective, how he stands up against the tyrants and control freaks. There's this one call. I should have queued that up because I was listening to it the other day, where he filled out the forms to get calls about prepaid burial plots. And then the guy calls up and goes, well, I'm going to kill myself. Don't kill yourself till you buy the plot and then do it. I mean, just amazing. When it comes to thinking outside the box, he's nowhere near the box. He can... And it just goes on from there. You can find out more at TomMabe.com. And you can check out his YouTube at YouTube.com/Mabe in America. So check that out today. But the reason I wanted to get him on, we're going to him in a moment, is this video. Now, for radio listeners, it's not as powerful, but radio listeners should go watch the video. And we aired part of it yesterday because he goes around, we're going to find out where, it looks like in a southern city, and sticks a boom microphone, like TV crews use, in between people's conversations. He tries to walk up and read people's computers. We did a spoof on that 2 years ago with Aaron Dykes because that's basically what they do. And he goes around and basically gets in people's conversations and stuff, and which is incredible because this is something I told my reporters months ago I wanted to do. We didn't do it, but I guess liberty-minded minds think a lot alike, and people get pretty upset. And then he says, well, what's the problem? You shouldn't be getting upset. It's the government. We're just doing this out in the open now. So here's a brief snippet of that.
Just the government, we just monitor people's phone calls.
He's following a guy down the street with a cell phone.
Hey, don't run from the NSA.
By the way, we're going to do this. I want my entire crew to go out. Don't get beat up, but I want to go out and say, what's the problem? NSA does it. Like, I'm going to go knock on doors and say, can I put a bug in your house, in your dishwasher? When they say, well, no, I'll go with the CIA director and say, let's do it right now.
Government. And now the secret's out, we don't even bother hiding anymore. For your own safety.
The best part is when the dog attacks him.
Yeah, well, we've been doing that for years, sir. we haven't been asking anybody for over 20 years. We've been videotaping.
No, you're fine. No.
Now he's in a bathroom. Don't do that for real.
Obama's not running the country. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. Kung Fu grip, you know, the karate guy, Chuck Norris.
Because he's wearing the suit, the guy believes Chuck Norris runs America. People playing golf. This is genius. And I can tell this is real.
I just put the government. We did this periodically. It's just random people.
It's calling a woman here. All right, that's enough. Full video up on InfoWars.com and TomMabe.com. In fact, we've asked the web guys to repost it to the front page as a tile so everybody can find it easy. Tom, great job. I haven't talked to you yet, ever on air or in person, but I'm guessing that was real. Those were real people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was. They were pretty upset. You know, some of them had a good sense of humor at the very end. There's a table of four guys who were like, oh, that's brilliant, because they understand the whole joke, pretend to be an NSA agent or whatnot. But, man, Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan.
Oh, you bet. Well, I've been ranting for 6-7 minutes. Wow. I mean, I just love your comedy because it's liberty-minded. Tell us, for audience that doesn't know who you are, what led you to do this, your take on the NSA, and why the Pomeranian attacked you.
Well, the Pomeranian is a Nazi. I can tell that right now. You can tell by the way he's dressed. No, I've always been kind of this 90% troubleshooter, 10% troublemaker. Like, you know, we got similar minds, you know, going after things that make people mad. And kind of comic with the cause, you know, and I never was big enough to be Seinfeld or whoever. And I said, you know, I got a real passion for, you know, being victimized by, be it telemarketers or the NSA or the government or whatever. I'm going to draw attention to it with humor. And I've just been in it for like 15, 20 years doing that.
It's amazing. How did you get the idea to do this and describe it for radio listeners that can't see the video?
Well, okay, you know, everyone's up in arms about the NSA, you know, invading our privacy, snooping around, you know, unbeknownst to us. So I thought, now that the news has covered it and it's out, I want to pretend to be an NSA agent. I'm going to get the boom mic, you know, and I'm just going to go over people who's using our cell phone and just hold it above their head. And when they, you know, when they address me, hey, what's going on? I go, you know, hey, I'm with the NSA. We monitor people's calls from time to time. But, you know, now that the secret's out, we don't even bother hiding anymore. And I just did that all day, just, you know, chasing people around. And wow, what a great time. And people got genuinely ticked off. Well, the government can just stick it. I mean, they were up. I mean, people don't.
Well, one guy threatened to get up and kick your butt.
Oh, yeah. He wanted me to take the microphone and insert it in a certain part of my body. I mean, people are genuinely ticked off. And I'm like, guys, you know, you've been being spied on for years and years and years. You know, they've been hiding video cameras. They've been hiding microphones. They've been, you know, watching your every step. And now that I do it, you're going to get upset? They've been doing it to you for 20 years.
It's amazing now to see it in the news that, oh, yeah, your cable box is listening to you. It's just over the top what they've done.
For years about the lights in the corners, and you said Wired Magazine just finally came out and admitted that they have been listening and whatnot.
Do you think now that America's waking up, the tide will start to turn, or will it just be, okay, now we're going to put a microphone up your rear end?
I think they're going to push a Britney Spears scandal on the news, and everyone's going to forget about it in 3 days. But if we keep on drawing attention to it, maybe they'll take note.
I saw some of the YouTube comments. People are so dumbed down. They thought it was real and that the NSA was actually out there.
Yeah, the video is real, but they actually thought that I was an NSA agent.
Well, you're wearing a dark suit. It must be true.
I mean, I had the dark glasses on. You can tell anyone that. You know, I don't know if you remember a few years ago, there was a big telemarketing convention going on in Washington, D.C. I drive up from Louisville, and I check into the same hotel the telemarketers were staying. I find out what floors they're on, what rooms they're in. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I start calling them, trying to sell them stuff. And they got so much attention that I'm hoping that this spoof, this comedy gag, will do the same thing.
Because, in essence, you're spying on them in plain view and they're upset. It's even worse to be doing it covertly, and it's illegal.
Yes, it is against the law to covertly do that. And I'm doing it in the plain of admitting that I'm doing it. And you can see how people react if they only knew how much their privacy was being invaded.
Where did you do this particular shoot?
I did that in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, on Bargetown Road, Shelbyville Road. Went to Churchill Downs, so the bathroom's down there, snuck in down there, and was messing with people down there. And everything was done in Louisville.
Good old Louisville. If you did that in maybe Dallas, Texas, you'd get that response, or Louisville. If you went where Mark Dice goes, I don't know if you've seen his videos, in L.A., he goes, we want Nazi Germany to keep Obama safe, and we want to turn all the guns in and put all the Tea Partiers in prison. And people go, oh, I hear you. Let's put them in a FEMA camp. I mean, let me tell you, I don't know what's going on in L.A., but it's scary.
Oh, man. We'll do a lot of pranks. We do the same pranks in the hood just to see what kind of different response we'll get. And it's amazing how, not just the hood, but anywhere. You can go to a high-flute neighborhood or Los Angeles or whatever. And I've never done anything in Los Angeles and deep in L.A., but I would love to do that.
What was the difference when you were in the hood versus some of the fancier areas there in Louisville?
The hood, people really, really seem to overly react. I mean, get, you know, physical. I had a guy pull a knife on me. It's on my YouTube channel. I'm gonna be careful how I word this. I don't want to come off racist or whatever, but in the hood, they're just really, I mean, you know, I'm down and out already, and you're making fun of me, or you're trying to spy on me, or you're trying to pull a prank on me. They're very, very upset. But I try to never, I'm not going to go just pee on someone to get a reaction. Every prank I do, I try to have some kind of purpose behind it. And to answer your question, when you do stuff like that in the hood, I mean, boy, wow, the reaction you get is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, that's good in a way, because I've noticed that people in lower income areas, period, tend to be more awake, but then they think, well, what can you do about it? You go in the yuppie areas, and they're like, oh, good, then spy on me for my safety. They just think submitting is good because they're so gullible. But as America goes bankrupt, I think you're going to see less and less of that. I mean, what was the difference in the yuppie areas?
The yuppie areas, they would just ignore you. They didn't, like, oh, Trevor, come on, let's get out of here. You know, the best reaction.
Bobby, horrible man.
There's a guy with a large black object above your head. I think that the best reaction when I did it on my redneck white trash folk, those guys they're the ones that threatened, if you see in the video, ready to kick my ass. You know, the hood people were like, you know, I hate the government. Government can stick it. And the white trash redneck folk was ready to, like, well, that ain't right. I'm going to kick someone's ass. That ain't right.
Oh, man, I tell you. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Well, if you look at who the government sends the police after, it's the rednecks and the black people and stuff. Just basically anybody that they think isn't buying into it. But the yuppies, I don't care what color they are, they absolutely love the tyranny. And it's shocking. Looking at this, as it expands, what other scandals are you upset about right now? And give us a sneak peek, unless you think it'll influence the experiment. What are some of the other pranks you're thinking of doing?
Oh, boy, we're doing a lot of stuff, good positive stuff with homeless people and trying to get the yuppies to feed them and whatnot. You know, every week it's a different topic, be it high gas prices. The IRS, the next prank is going to be asked about the IRS. I got audited a couple of years ago, and the guy like, Mr. Mabe, you claim you spent $14,000 on hotel rooms last year, but you don't have the receipts. Like, man, I got the towels, and I just threw the guy off the loop. So we're going to have fun with the write-offs and things like that. Anything we can draw attention to and try to put a comedic spin to it.
What they do with the IRS now, 6 years ago, they got rulings where they go after the CPAs if they give you legal and lawful exemptions that all the ultra-rich use and get left alone. And then now the CPAs tell you, we're not going to do that because we'll be liable. And so basically the real tax rate's like 60% for somebody in the middle class. You know, they claim it's 40, but it's not really. And they're like, don't exempt your home office or we'll audit you and take the money back. And you're like, but what if I really work out of a home office?
I work out of, you know, 20% of my home is my home office, and I edit video, I shoot out of there, you know, and maybe they can come if I get in trouble. Maybe they come and sue TurboTax for me. People do my taxes,
but they tell you work at home; it's better for the environment. But then that's the number one audit is a home office.
Yeah.
And you know, my CPA is like, I'm not going to do that, and I'm like, but I've got an office. I do shows out of my house. I'm on air. People still ask me, hey, what's your day job, Alex? Do people ever ask you what your day job is?
Oh, and geez, ladies, you know, I'm busy working, and when I'm not busy working, I'm busy trying to find work. That's my whole.
No, but you're a very successful, you know, nationally acclaimed comic. My whole point is family and stuff. You'll be at like a family reunion. They're like, so, Alex, you're on the radio, but so what's your full-time job?
Yeah, or my biggest thing is, yeah, what do you do? What's your other job, your real job? I'm moving because I got plugged my thing in. And the other thing, because I'm self-employed, my siblings tend to think that I'm the guy who takes my mom to the doctor four times a week, or I'm the guy who can, you know, go pick up the laundry or dry cleaning. But you know, people don't realize when you are self-employed, you have to work four times harder than a normal person.
No, exactly. People that go just work at a company, clock in, clock out, they've got their job, and I'm sure it's tough, but when you're running the show, ooh, let me tell you, it is something. But you know what Obama said? He said you didn't build that. Hey, we could go out on the street and walk up to people, like mowing their yard, a person painting by the river, a person, you know, like an art show. Come and tell them you didn't build that. You didn't paint that. That would be a great video to do.
Wow. That's a great premise.
Well, I'm giving you just fair warning. I am going to rip off your piece. We're going to go out and duplicate it here in Austin.
Give me about a week or two. Let this one simmer a little bit. No, man, anything you do is great. I'm a huge fan. And when someone tweeted me and said that you had put me up on your site, I freaked out. That's awesome.
Oh, no. I was joking. If I tell my crew to do something, that's guaranteed it's not going to happen. So it's not going to happen. I mean, if I said, do not go out and duplicate that, then it's guaranteed to be everywhere. I'm being sarcastic. Well, maybe I'm not. Anyways, we'll be right back. I'm going to talk more about some of the things that Tom Mabe is doing, and then we're going to come back with a guest in studio.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Quite some time.
and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. The third hour is coming up, and for about 30 minutes of that hour, we're going to have in studio Jhené Girard, who's one of the main plaintiffs on the lawsuit against the Idaho-based company that patented the genes for breast cancer and then wanted people to pay $4,000 or more to get the test that was based on their genes. And the Supreme Court rightly overthrew that, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, that will destroy progress. And, you know, you can't patent what someone already owns. It's like patenting the wheel. You can patent a certain type of wheel or a wheel patch or a wheel plug, but you can't patent the wheel. Or there'd be one wheel and that was it. So we're going to be breaking that down with her in studio. I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. Suspicious deaths of journalists. Fox commentator paid $50,000 to tout stock. Let's put our guest YouTube up there because it is just amazingly funny and provocative. YouTube.com/Mabe, M-A-B-E, in America. And that's up on screen. And there's just so much hilarious stuff up there. And I've invited him, whenever he feels like it, to be a contributor on InfoWars Nightly News to play excerpts of what he's done and then direct people to his site. Because I'm a big fan of what he does. I'm a fan of what Mark Dice does. You illustrate absurdity, as Rush Limbaugh likes to say, by being absurd and showing how absurd society has gotten. That doesn't mean I agree with everything Rush Limbaugh says, but I agree with him on that. We have to really show how crazy society's gotten and get people out of their trance. Let me ask you this question. Tom, do you think humanity's going to make it? Or what type of clashes do you see coming up in the future? What would you like to impart in closing to our viewers and listeners?
Wow. What do I think humanity is in store? You know, who knows? I'm already pulling my kids out of public schools. I'm already pulling them out of private schools. I'm afraid what the future holds. You know, I hate to be this big conspiracy guy, but I'm taking money out of the bank. I'm hiding it in places. I worry about the economy. I worry about our country a lot.
You don't trust the foreign banks that run the government that steal $85 billion a month publicly?
No, I'm one of those weird ones that just don't trust them, man.
I bet you think the NSA is spying on you without warrants. You know, how are they going to survive politically when they said none of this existed and now it's all out in the open?
You know, I think that's what scares me. But you ask me what I'm worried about. I'm worried that we can have video of an NSA guy, you know, spying on you, and still people will forget about it because it's going to be they're going to pull another story or another war or something to distract from the truth. And that's what scares me, that people will not wake up. Wake up. You know, the Federal Reserve is not a Federal Reserve at all. They are spying on you, this and that, and we just want to ignore it and buy our minivans and just keep on going. That scares me.
I agree with you. I think humanity's going to make it, but I think we're going to go through some serious pain.
I mean, I think we're going to make it, too. But, I mean, I can tell a big difference between now and just 5 years ago.
So. I agree. But in the negative and the positive, it's like the best of times, worst of times.
Yeah. I can see that. You know, I guess being a dad, and I just worry about the future and security. That's the biggest thing. And I'm fortunate enough to work quite a bit, and I've been very lucky to be self-employed. But I worry about, you know, am I going to create a career for my kids? Are they going to be okay? I mean, even if they get their college
degree. Exactly. No. It's once you have kids, it really makes you care about the future of humanity and the world they're going to live in. I don't know why all these people like Jamie Dimon can cheat the whole world, and he has kids. I don't know what he's not going to get away with it.
Yeah, the residual is going to hurt him huge time dividends down the road.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're really impressed with your work. And again, if people want to visit the YouTube channel, we're going to link it up on InfoWars.com. It's Mabe in America, TomMabe.com. Tom, thank you so much for the time. Great job.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introduce
introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.